Okay, so Yom Kippur is in 2 days. Now, we get the different tochachas and musari speeches throughout Dvarim, throughout the Chumash. Grab a chair, Zev. There's a chair right behind you. Now, in general, what does God demand of us in order to do tshuva? In order to do tshuva. That I gave him the answer. In order for him to save us?
Tshuva.
Look at that. And that's usually true. And we hope that's the ideal. Right, that God will save us when there's tshuva. But what happens if we don't do tshuva? Then what happens? So, right, there's rachamim, but that sounds really positive. It's not really that positive, right? Meaning, sure, you can have rachamim even in the face of tshuva, right? That God will accept like some less than perfect tshuva. But it can get worse. Now, Hazinu, as we mentioned a bit last week, right? Hazinu is Moshe's final attempt to make sure that even when the Jews sin, because they will, that they remember. What do we say, Gavi?
That it's their fault.
Right, meaning that they get the order right. That they don't think that God left them, and that was their justification for sin, was that they sinned, so God left them, and therefore it's tshuva, right? That's what you get right at the beginning, where Hatsur Tamim Pa'aloki Chaldarachav Mishpat, El Emunav Ein Avel Tzadik Biacharu. God is perfect, God is just. Shichet lo, banav mumam. Right? Is corruption his? No. Right? Shichet lo, banav mumam. The children are rebellious. And then, right, goes on. Right? Hal Adonai tikmuluzo. Am navav lo chacham. Alohu avicha kanecho. Do you think you're doing anything to God? Do you think it bothers him? Do you think it affects him when you sin? And then, he pushes them. Zechor yamod olam. Binushno dor vador. Remember history. Now, so at the beginning of Hazinu, you hear that God is encouraging them, or Moshe is encouraging them. When you sin and bad things start happening, remember, God is just. If you're being punished because of you, it's your fault. God loves you. God cares you. God cares for you. Right, and then he describes specifically their sins. Right, what causes their sin? Right, what type of sin is Hazinu particularly worried about? What is very insidious cause of sin? Yes, wealth, extreme wealth. Right, vayishman yishrun vayinat shamat avita kasita vayitoshelo alasahu vayinavel tsurishuato. Right, you became wealthy and fat, and therefore you rejected God because you said in the language of Sefer Dvarim. Now, what was the epitome? When did this get the worst in Jewish history?
Amos.
Thank you. In the end of the period of the Melachim, right? Amos is the one who calls them straight up fat cows, which is invoking Hazinu. Yes. Now, here's what. Except Hazinu predicts that what's going to happen? How? Is it always going to be that the Jews are going to do tshuva? No. And what's going to happen when the Jews don't do tshuva? What is God going to do? Vayar Adonai vayin atz mikaz banav vanotav. God will see and be provoked into anger, as they translate it, or be disgusted from what his children do. And what will he say? Vayomer Astira panaimehem, ere macharitam. I will hide my face from them, and let's see what their end will be. Kidor tapuchot hema, banim lo imunbam. Because they are, right, in a generation of reversals, they translate here. That's not nearly strong enough, but okay, fine. They have no emun, right? They have no upbringing, but probably, or they have no emunah, right? They have no faith. They're faithless. Right, they made me angry with a non-god. Vani, right, God gets very angry here. Vani akniem beloam begoy naval achisem. You traded me for a non-existent god. Fine, I'll trade you for a non-existent people. Right, if that makes you happy. Ki ish kadchav api vati kad ad shol tachti. Right, a fire burned in my nostrils and blazed to the lowest depths. And it'll consume a land and spread and set a fire what is found in on mountains. And it just goes on. Now, what happens at this point if the Jews don't do tshuva and God continues to judge them by justice? What happens?
They get destroyed in Hesed.
No, more than that. If God allows that continue, what will happen? How much will they be destroyed?
Utterly.
Utterly and completely.
Can supposedly never going to completely destroy the Jerusalem.
Ah, and that's what I want you to understand is the end of Azinu. The end of Azinu is quite depressing. Because God says, Amarti Afehem. I said I was going to destroy them. Ashbita me'enosh zikram. And destroy from humanity their memory. Why didn't I? No. Halavai. Lule kaas oyev agur. Pen yinakrei tzaremo pen yamru yadinu ramava aloha denaipal kolzo. Right? They're two pshatimra. I'll take one of them. Right? If it weren't for the fact that the enemies would say that we beat the Jews because we are so strong. Right? Remember who said that the first time? Moshe. Right? Moshe said that. Right? Don't destroy the Jews because then people will say it's because God wasn't strong enough. And so he says in the end of the day that why is he going to save them? And this is the end of Hazinu. It's quite depressing, actually. God will judge his people and have mercy on them. Why? Ki yireh ki ozlat yad ve'efes atzur v'azu. We'll see that the hand has gone and there is none saved or emboldened. Meaning, what's going to happen? God says, there is a point at which I will save you without tshuva. There's no tshuva in Azinu. And what is that point? Where you are so far gone, you are on the brink of utter and complete destruction. And the enemy thinks it is them who did it. Then God says, I just can't do it. I just can't let the Jews be totally destroyed. It'd be nice if he pulled out the Brit. That may be behind it. But the experience of the end of Hazinu is, right? Now that is the most depressing point where you can get to. Now here's the sad question. We'll end with this. Did the Jews ever get to this point? What? What? No. Like, explicitly, do we know, did the Jews ever get to this point? Which one? Come on, which one? Which one? Which one? What? No! No, the first one! Right? Because, coming back to Zev's point, who saw this coming? Which, not only Amos, but Amos is one of them. Yeah, right? All the Nevi'im towards the end of Bayit Rishon are saying, Jews, you are terrible! And what was the consequence? Destruction. Yes, thank you. Destruction. Destruction. And what happens? Right? It gets so bad. Right? It's Bishnat Shtayim Leyoash Ben Yoachaz Melech Israel Malach Amatsiyahu Ben Yoash Ben Yehuda. And he's not like David Aviv. And he's, right, etc. And then you get, let me find the pasuk. Sorry. There we go. This is the end of Perek Yud Dalet Melachim Bet. Bishnat Chamesh Yisrael Amatsiyahu ben Yoash Melech Yehuda Melech Yeravam ben Yoash Melech Yisrael Bishomron Arba'im Ve'achat Shana. Vayaz Hara Beinei Adonai Elosav Elosar Mikol Chatot Yeravam ben Nevat Asher Echdeit Yisrael. Who he shivit vul Yisrael milavo chamat ad yamar avak kivar Adonai leYisrael asher diber biad avdo Yonah ben Amitai and Avi asher migat achefer. Right, despite the fact that Yoash is terrible, terrible, God allows him to have a victory in battle and reconquer land. And then you look at it and say, why? Right? Why, after being utterly annihilated by Ashur, does God allow them to regain land? And now we quote Hazinu. Ki ra'a Adonai et ani Yisrael, morem ma'od, ve'efes atzur, ve'efes azuv, ve'ein ozer l'Yisrael. Quote of Hazinu, which is, because he saw that the Jews were pathetic, right? Ve'ein asur, ve'ein azur, ve'ein azuv. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's from, I just read that pasuk here. And there was no one to help them. It was pathetic. Right? This is the sad, as Zeno predicts, the saddest moment in Jewish history. Where the only thing that saves us is God saying, I wish you did tshuva. I wish you weren't terrible. But if, just know, after you being terrible and you not doing tshuva, me punishing you and coming to the brink of annihilation, you still don't do tshuva, then I hate you. But my hand is twisted behind my back. And at the end of the day, I will not allow you to be destroyed, because then the enemies will think it's them and not me. Right? That is the very, very depressing end of Hazino. The more depressing part is that it actually happened. If you want to understand Malachim, you have to understand. That's why the trajectory of Malachim is like this. Right? Sin, 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 sin. Victory. Right? Right? Before destruction. Because Hazinu predicts that there will be a point in history where even though you're that bad, right, God will have to save you because he won't let you be totally destroyed.
What's the point of the saving if there's no, like, turnaround?
Ah. Well, so you tell me why. What's the purpose?
Chance.
Yeah. It's because he has a breed with us, and therefore we always get a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance, right? But that's a very pathetic point to be at. Right, and when you read the end of this, when you talk about the korban, when you talk about why it was so bad, that's why it was so bad. That in the up, right, that as we're leading up to the korban, it doesn't just get to the point where we're terrible. It gets to the point where God says you are so bad, right, that if I treat you with justice, you will be annihilated. Right, and that is the framing of the end of Hazino. It's not exactly a happy thought, right? Now, it does emphasize the brit, right? It emphasizes the end of the day, the God and the Jews have an eternal covenant, which is why, on the one hand, God will never just destroy us. And I'll just end with this. But what is the flip side of it? What Yeshayahu says, which is, what's the flip side? Right? He'll never give up on us because the relationship is never over, which means in turn, no, we always have responsibility. Right? There comes no point where, right, if God really, really let us just, you know, threw us out, what would happen? When it got that bad at some point, we'd no longer be responsible because there's no brit. And God says, no, right, part of this brit is that I will pull you out at the very, very end. And in turn, Yeshayahu turns to the Jewish people and says, Ezer Sivra Kritu, Grazer Gen. Right? No matter how bad it is, no matter how much this looks like a divorce, it isn't. And therefore, I'm always responsible to you, and you're responsible to me. Right? So Hazino is not exactly, right, again, it's not really happy at the end, but it predicts that this moment where things are so bad that God pulls out, which does emphasize that yes, there is that always hope at the end, but in turn that also means there's a responsibility that comes with it, because if the brit isn't over, God will save us and keep his part of the brit, right? But that means we can never get out of the brit no matter how much we want to. Okay?